International Holocaust Remembrance Day is this Saturday, but Sonoma State University starts their Holocaust and Genocide Lecture Series today. The series features cautionary tales of international genocide throughout history, survivor stories, and visiting lecturers from around the nation. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is the director of the Center for the Study of Holocaust and Genocide at Sonoma State University, Dr. Myrna Goodman. Good morning, Dr. Goodman.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure having you this morning. Tell us a bit about this lecture series and kind of how it got started.
Well, this is our 35th year. We're the longest running series of its kind in the nation. And it got started when a group of Holocaust survivors and their supporters in Sonoma County decided to commemorate survivors of the genocide, the Holocaust, 35 years ago, and we have grown every year since, and this year is going to be probably our best year ever.
You know, you don't just focus on the Holocaust. You also have the Armenian genocide. You're talking about the Cambodia genocide. We actually had Dr. Ruth on a couple of weeks ago, and she was someone who survived World War II and got out of a camp there. What do survivors bring when they come and talk at your lecture series?
Well, they bring a cautionary tale about our responsibilities to each other. They also bring inspiring stories of surviving terrible events and the quality of the human spirit. One of our speakers this year, who has been a speaker for several years and is a member of our community, is on February 20th, and that's Hans Angress, who is, he lives in Cotati, and Hans has been a supporter and a speaker for us every year for several years.
Can you tell us a little bit about the importance of this series, especially today and just in today's world?
Well, we constantly need to be reminded of why it's important to keep our eyes focused on cruelty towards people. The current political situation in the United States should have us aware of how important it is to support groups of people. We are a class for students, but the public is more than welcome. We meet every Tuesday for this semester in Warren Auditorium from 4 until 6 o'clock. And you're right, we talk about the Armenian genocide, and we even will have someone at the end of the year speaking about the American genocide, which Native Americans in our own backyard were slaughtered in the 19th century. We also will have a very good friend, the Rwandan ambassador to the United States, has been a member of our support board and speaks every year, and she'll be speaking on May 8th.
You know, Professor, I'm not around a whole lot of young whippersnappers, millennials, college students. And World War II, to me, seems like it was a million years ago. What do youngsters say when you bring up Holocaust and these genocides? What's their sort of perspective?
Well, many of them read The Diary of Anne Frank and Elie Wiesel's Night when they are in middle and high school. But the thing that I find from them is they are very touched by the notion of the kind of suffering that people go through when they're faced with prejudice. And this class enrolls 100 students every spring semester and usually is filled by the end of the first day of registration. So there's a draw because they are exposed to some things, as they have often said to me, that they have never encountered before in their careers as students.
Is there something that connects these atrocities together, like some sort of commonality that make a group of people maybe susceptible to this kinds of hate and prejudice and unfortunate tragedy?
Well, I would draw everybody to the April 3rd lecture, which is entitled Becoming Evil. It is given by Dr. James Waller, who has spoken every year for almost 10 years now. And his analysis is that we're all capable of this kind of behavior. It's just a matter of the conditions that occur and whether people are aware of how they're being co-opted into behaving and becoming evil. I would recommend it to everybody. As I say, he's come back year after year, and this will be the Robert L. Harris Memorial Lecture, which is in honor of the founder of the lecture series.
Professor, you have a really good lecture tonight opening the series. That's you, by the way. The title of your speech is Genocide, Resistance, and Rescue. What are you going to be focusing on?
Well, I'm going to talk about just what genocide is. What are the components of genocide? How do we know it before it happens? Is there a way to prevent it? And then using an example from the Holocaust, talk about the Danish resistance and their rescue of all of the Jews who were living in Denmark at the time, and what it took for a people to act together in a positive way. And I hope it has lessons for us. Obviously, we can't and aren't in a situation as dire as that, but it's certainly, I think there's some lessons there about how we can resist the kinds of evil that present themselves every day.
Well, I hope definitely that people attend these lectures, and that that definitely the words will be spread, and that there's definitely open for debate on this. Correct?
What's open for debate?
Well, not necessarily for debate, but for like a back and forth between the audience. I mean.
Oh yes, of course. And as I say, it's free. The only thing you have is the obligatory $5 parking fee at Sonoma State. And as I say, it's in Warren Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And after the lecture, we do have give and take back and forth with discussion.
That's very good. Dr. Mirna Goodman, thank you very much for your time this morning, and hope the series goes great.
Thank you for helping us spread the word.
Dr. Mirna Goodman, she's with Sonoma State University, talking about the Holocaust and Genocide Lecture Series that begins tonight, Warren Auditorium at 4 p.m.